I've been chairman of Protections History Committee for 20 years, some odd years. And that's really kind of riding herd on ongoing history and collecting artifacts. I was chairman of our of Protections 100th Anniversary Committee, and we had a bunch of subcommittees.
How did you become interested in the history of the fire
department? By nature, I've just always been interested in history. I suppose if I had to do over again, I maybe would have become a history teacher or something. But things just kind of fascinate me. You know, why? Why did you do this? Or why did we do that? And I just got deeper and deeper into the history of the fire company, and especially with the 100th anniversary that, at that time that we had coming up. And I just started getting a hold of family members and asking them for any artifacts. Or unfortunately, Protection lost a lot of things. Our minutes only go back to 1925, even though we were chartered in 1892. One of the little things that I found that interested me was that everybody kept saying that we were chartered in April of 1892, and because that's the day that our fire engine arrived here. And I said, well, something had to happen before that. Who ordered it? The Port News didn't exist at that time, and I discovered that the Roslyn News carried a weekly column on Port Washington. And as I worked in Roslyn, I, as often as I could, I would go to the Roslyn Library at lunch and start going through their microfilm. And I actually found that we were organized in September of 1891.